time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over Dallas on Sunday.
Lamar, can you talk about the final drive for you guys and kind of your mindset, knowing, you know, the 22-point lead has dwindled down and you guys had a chance to finish?
We need to get a first down. Coach, they was making good plays on opposing team defense. You know, getting short gains here and there. But we was getting positive yards, like, I believe, like 4 yards, first one, 1 yard here, 2 yards here. And it was like, we gotta make something happen. And Coach caught a good play, threw it to Zay. Zay made a great catch because he was calling their time, wasting their time out. And the rest is history.
Mark, there's a TV report that you huddled up the guys at the end of the first half and really told them we need to finish. Yeah. Can you just talk about that? What spurred that on? And then, you know, obviously you guys finished it there at the end on offense.
Yeah, we got to finish, man. I didn't like how things were going. Like, we getting off the field. I believe we shouldn't be putting Tuck on the field around that time. We should have been punching the clock in right there. We up 28-6. The game is not over. We done been in those situations years in the past when we go up and have time, come back, and we lose. And we up like 35-14, stuff like that. And I believe we just got to keep doing what we're doing, you know, first half. You know, just keep putting our guys on the pedal, keep the defense guessing. And I believe we won't be in these situations.
Lamar, can you take us through that final play, your run there, and what you saw in that? I think it was an RPO.
Zay did what he was supposed to do. He carried out the fake well, I believe, you know, to keep the defense on him. And I just had to make a good read, and the whole offensive line did a tremendous job of giving me a lane to get that first down. And we sealed the game.
You knew because that you had a 2-minute warning. Did you know if you guys executed that play, the game was going to be over on that?
No doubt. You know, it was out of timeouts, and we just had to get that first down. We go through these situations in practice, and for it to come up in the game, we know what we're supposed to do.
Mark, did you hear the Cowboys crowd erupt as Zay was tackled like 10 yards behind you?
Yeah, but I heard Flock Nation in the building too, so I wasn't really worried about the Cowboys fan base at all. Hats off to them though, because they did a good job.
After the 0-2 start, can you sum up how big this win is for you guys in that locker room?
To be honest, Ryan, every game is a big game for us, man, because we're trying to get somewhere. You know, we got to win these games to get to the playoffs, man, win these playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. But it start with the games that's in front of us. So the 0-2 start, we didn't want that to happen. You know, it's obviously the football league. Everyone's good. We can't look at no opponent and think we can go in there and just roll them over like this high school or something, or college, and we plan on playing walk-on guys. Everyone's a five-star, I believe, in the NFL. So we just go into games knowing we just got to give it our all, because every time a team plays us, we might see something on film, and it might be different when we play them. You know, they're going to play their heart out against us like it's a Super Bowl, so we just got to go out there and do what we're supposed to do.
Lamar, you interjected Daniel Faalele's name. Were you aware of some of the criticism that he's been getting in the offensive line, and how big was it with what that group was able to do, both from pass protection and run?
Yeah, of course, I've seen it. You know, I see a lot of things when they be tweeting and stuff. But, you know, that's just social media. But at the end of the day, he's getting paid to do what he's supposed to do. And he busting his behind each and every time. It's not like he's trying to, you know, mess up. All of us make mistakes out there on that field, you know, but he came in clutch for us today. And I want the same people who was giving him that doubt to get praise him, you know, give him that credit, you know, for what he deserved.
Lamar, what was it like for you to watch Derrick Henry do his thing today?
Oh, man, I expect that from him, you know. You just got to give him lanes. Just hold up and just let him do his thing. You know, he be busting his behind each and every practice. That's a guy who don't like to make mistakes, you know, and it shows out there when he made those runs. You know, he felt like he could have got more yards and he probably could have scored. And I'd be right with him because I'd be like, you probably could have scored right there, you know. But he showed off. You know, he did what kings do, you know, Derrick Henry.
All right, thanks.